The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Hey, people. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for October 2nd, 2020. With the world in the mess that it's in, I was thinking that maybe the answer to all of our problems is silicone.
We want to tell you about a show, a big show, a show designed to tell everybody how great GE silicones are.
The show's gonna be fantastic. Dozens of singers and dancers, big orchestra, lavish costumes, extraordinary sets, dazzling lights, the works.
It's gonna be big, and it all starts as the overture concludes, the lights dim, and the entire cast comes out and sings.
I find it somewhat amusing that so many people were shocked over the fact that Jacob Blake was handcuffed to his bed, in spite of being paralyzed from the waist down. Since I have twice personally seen Bureau of Prisons officials literally place dead people into handcuffs, then I'm afraid that's one subject upon which I am somewhat jaded. So, let's get right down to business here. It would appear that Congress is about to, once again, bail out Wall Street with trillions of dollars, even as they throw everyone else under the bus, once again. Yes, people, they are setting things up so that hedge funds will now be able to steal all of our homes that they haven't already stolen. And Amazon will be able to steal all of the small businesses that they haven't already stolen. And meanwhile, Wall Street just experienced one of their most profitable quarters in its history. Yet already, the talking heads are speaking of the need to impose austerity measures upon the general public, even as Jeff Bezos has raked in $40 billion in personal profit Gus since the COVID-19 pandemic started. That is not net income. That is pure personal profit that went directly into Jeff Bezos' pocket.
And now, My Four Silicones, the touching story of George and Ethel Silicone, known to all as good old GE, and their wonderful family.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, P.S.
Hi, P.S. Did you notice our wonderful daughter Fluid out in the yard?
Sure, Dad. Sure, Mom. Fluid is releasing a tire that got stuck in its mold.
Wonderful girl, Fluid.
Wonderful. And where are the wonderful twins, Chemical and Resin?
Oh, they're having a wonderful time waterproofing the roof.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And what are you up to, P.S.?
Oh, I'm going to have a wonderful time doing some electrical insulation.
Wonderful boy, P.S. Wonder why he never uses his full name.
Polysiloxane is a wonderful name. Oh, but you know P.S.
Say, where's our wonderful grandpa? Wonderful old RTV.
He's up in his room, sipping his fifth martini and slowly solidifying at room temperature.
Wonderful.
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 For more than 1,200 problems, silicone is the answer.
Well, it so happens that Jeff Bezos lives in our own state of Washington. But since the state of Washington has the most regressive tax structure in the entire United States, this means that Jeff Bezos pays but a minuscule portion of his profits to local and state taxes. Rather than going after Jeff Bezos to pay for our projected state budget shortfalls, though, they are instead coming after my patrons on Patreon. Yeah, starting in July, the state of Washington started imposing a sales tax upon my Patreon income. This situation is obscene. Are we going to let them get away with this again? Judging from current events, maybe not this time.
Silicone on the roof.
If I was a silicone, silly, 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 silly silicone, all day long I'd never ever hurt, 'cause I'd be chemically inert.
But first, a helpful activist hint. You cannot think or strategize or communicate whilst screaming profanities into other people's faces. And here's another helpful activist hint. When you are constantly screaming profanities into other people's faces, then those people, as well as most other observers, are very likely to get very turned off very quickly, especially when you start foaming at the mouth. I would suggest that this is counterproductive to our agenda. And yet another helpful activist hint. I feel the need to point out that your actions have done more to damage the reputation of Black Lives Matter amongst the general public than any right-winger has managed to do thus far. For instance, I am not a fan of Olympia Mayor Cheryl Selby. I consider her to be a wholly owned tool of local land developers, and I hold her as personally being one of the non-missing middle perpetrators most responsible for the fact that I am facing either having to move away from Olympia or simply accepting the fact that I'm going to spend my retirement years being homeless. I can no longer afford rent on my Social Security retirement check, and Ms. Selby favors building a bunch of high-end condos for privileged white people with absolutely no plans for the low-cost housing for Olympia's large and ever-growing population of unhoused people. That said, Cheryl Selby recently received some visitors from Antifa, who decided to drop by her home unannounced at 11 p.m. one night. Now, according to Ms. Selby herself, she came out to speak to them. And when she did, they screamed profanities into her face. She asked if they had any specific demands. They did. And they made them. So Ms. Selby informed them that she was on board with most of their demands, but that she could not fulfill any of their demands by herself, and that she would need a lot of cooperation from a lot of other people in order to fulfill them, which is nothing but the truth. Yet that explanation merely inspired yet another round of shouted obscenities, proving that, as has been the experience of people such as Brett Weinstein, and has been the experience of myself, these people are fanatics who have absolutely no interest in debate or back and forth. If you do not 100% agree with them on every aspect of every issue, then you suck. And they are only interested in profanely shouting about how much you suck into your face. Those screams often being accompanied by a lot of flying spittle. Ms. Selby then went back into her home until protesters started shouting that they were hungry, whereupon Ms. Selby brought out some nuts and some water. Ms. Selby reports that one of the protesters then accused Ms. Selby of spitting into the water. I'm going to repeat that just in case you had an ear fart and or you are convinced you could not have heard that correctly and or you assume that it must have been a misstatement. One of the protesters accused Ms. Selby of spitting in the water that she was offering up as a gesture of goodwill. Good frigging Lord, really? WT the frigging F, dude. I suspect that anyone who would baselessly accuse someone like Cheryl Selby of doing such a moronic and childish thing is probably projecting their own idiocy upon other people. Are you freaking daft?
Yes.
Or are you just plain stupid? You have the willing ear of the freaking mayor of Olympia, a politician that had recently expressed solidarity with Black Lives Matter, and someone who could do more than most to advance the BLM agenda. And yet you choose to alienate and freak her out to the point wherein she later referred to you as domestic terrorists.
There ain't no easy way out.
And how did I learn of all this? I heard of all of it on a frigging right-wing radio station whose host was chortling in joy as he trumpeted these facts that were so conveniently providing the shining example of the left eating their own.
We'll stand my ground.
And he had a valid point.
Back down.
I always really hate it when right-wingers have a valid point.
That silicones provide protection from the heat, and in practically the same breath I heard them say that silicones provide protection from the cold.
So I gotta tell you that lately I've been having trouble motivating myself to produce thunderbolts. Part of the reason for that is because more and more I'm getting the distinct feeling that rather than being part of a movement that is trying to save humanity from itself, I'm instead doing nothing more than chronicling the end of the world as we know it. And quite possibly, I am chronicling the end of the entire human race. In which case, I am chronicling it for no one. Their propaganda machine has successfully brainwashed the masses to believe a bunch of crazy crap that isn't even true. A small handful of elites steal all of the wealth that everyone else but them produces, while everyone else that does actually produce all that wealth are thankful if they have enough to feed their children. And everyone seems to think that this state of affairs is normal rather than what it actually is, which is insane. The Democrats, the Republicans, the left-wing media, the right-wing media, all proceed from the same core assumptions. And those core assumptions consist of a bunch of crazy crap that is not even true. And as a result of all this, a psychopathic clown now sits at the head of the most powerful empire in human history. And in addition to all of that, it is also becoming more and more obvious that the presidential rump has absolutely no intention of stepping down from office, no matter the outcome of the election. He came right out and said that the only way he could lose this election was if he was cheated out of it. And he did everything but come right out and say that his acolytes should go grab their guns and take to the streets to defend him. When that happens, around 20% of the public, it would seem, might have his back on that. And sometimes, that is more than you really need. Especially when that 20% are ready, willing, and able to unleash serious violence. And especially when their ostensible opposition is engaged in eating their own. The winds so far would seem to indicate that the military would not go along with a rump takeover, and military cooperation would be absolutely necessary for any successful such endeavor. But when it comes to the police, I am afraid that evidence is mounting that, overall, they may be wholly on board with His Majesty the Rump just completely taking over, and I'll have more on that in just a minute here. But first,
I heard him say that silicones help things stick to things, and before it left his mouth, why, I heard him say that silicones stop things from sticking to things.
So I sometimes listen to right-wing radio just because I'm curious to see what they're using to pump up their fanatical army of crazies these days.
I'm willing to hurt you, and I'm wanting to ruin your life. I'm wanting to be there for you, and I'm wanting to suck you.
I don't enjoy the experience, and usually I can only listen for a few minutes because their constant stream of outrageous distortions and outright lies always royally pisses me off. But as previously mentioned, what I hate even worse is when I listen to right-wing radio and they have a totally legitimate point. First of all,
she was a real top notch.
While all their details are all twisted and distorted, the core of their arguments against Joe Biden and the Democrats are all basically spot on. The Democrats are indeed a bunch of privileged elitists. And the media is merely a toady to those elitists. The intelligence agencies are indeed hacks and political stools of those elites. The Democrats are indeed the party of war. And Joe Biden is indeed utterly corrupt. In addition to being a reactionary warmonger.
Gotta suck you dry.
And not only that, but... And we will further explore the paradox of silicone after a quick station break. Paradox! The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. So concerning Joe Biden, in addition to being a war criminal, Joe Biden was also the chair of the committee that pushed Bill Clinton's infamous crime bills and those mandatory minimum bills and those welfare reform bills through the Senate. And what that means is that Joe Biden was just as responsible as Bill Clinton for the policies that wiped out an entire generation of black youth. Listen to Biden's speeches from back then. He is just as much a divisive hate monger and racist demagogue as the rump has ever been. It's just that the rump tends to be a lot more honest about it. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is claiming that he can hear us and that he can feel our pain. And in addition to that, Joe Biden has also proven that he can feel your wife's shoulders and smell her hair. And even the right-wingers' lamentations that we social justice activists are out to destroy their way of life are also legitimate, since their way of life is predicated upon brutal exploitation and mass murder, then I, for one, am indeed out to destroy their way of life. Yes, the nutcase right always distorts and exaggerates and lies, but all of the base assumptions that all of their bullshite proceed from are all totally true. That's what makes everything else even more dangerous. On the activist front, there's a lot of very disturbing stuff going on there as well. As far as burning and bombing goes, as a tactic of change, where it goes is both ways. First of all, violence is taking the fight to their home turf, and it is speaking to them in their native tongue. Why would you want to do that? Besides, unless the Antifa factions are a lot more organized than they appear to be, then I doubt they could win a shooting war, even against the private militias, much less the police and or the military. While on the one hand, I understand that the only time their machine pays any attention to people of color is when people of color start burning things down. And while the fact that the machine is so obviously totally freaked by such tactics, that makes me think that those tactics may be more effective than may be obvious. The fact also remains that since these quote riots unquote have broken out, the story has become all about the quote violence unquote, rather than about Black Lives Matter. Right-wing media has now collected a whole bunch of audio and video clips of BLM and Antifa people being both incredibly rude and brutally violent. And evidently, journalists are outright prohibited from covering Antifa under the threat of violent assault from Antifa. As a result of all this, public support for Black Lives Matter has plummeted, and the Republican cries for law and order are starting to resonate with more people. Another factor at play here is the fact that for decades now, the number one tip-top objective of the truly nutcase far-right wing has been to ignite a race war in the United States. This would give them their excuse to just wipe out all of the, quote, bud people, unquote, and to truly make America white again. So there is a book that is called The Turner Diaries. That is technically a novel, but the Turner Diary is treated by the International Brotherhood of Nazis and associated ideologies as a how-to manual on igniting and winning a race war in the United States. And it seems that these days there are a lot of people on the left who are ready to give them exactly what they want. And on a related note, there is mounting evidence that right-wing militia members are systematically infiltrating police departments all over the country. And that is some truly scary shite that should seriously concern everyone. You may remember that I recently reported upon a local scandal wherein an Olympia police officer got into hot water for posing in a picture with a bunch of those 3% militia people. And according to The Guardian, hundreds of police officers have been caught posting racist and bigoted social media content recently. According to former FBI Special Agent Michael German, who has reported extensively on this issue, the scale of the problem is hard to determine, as no one is collecting data, and no one is pursuing these connections. But Mr. German has anecdotally found a lot of them. And the most disturbing revelation shared by Mr. German is this. Quote, the most violent elements within these far-right militant groups believe that their conduct is sanctioned by the government, and therefore they're much more willing to come out and engage in acts of violence against protesters. And the FBI has warned that the militia groups they are investigating often have, quote, active links, unquote, to local law enforcement. That being the case, then I guess that all of this implicit bias training that all these cops are getting will do little to avert the blatantly overt bias that seems to be woven into the very thread of law enforcement itself. And as far as the right is concerned, everyone from their pundits to the president of the United States himself are all encouraging such behavior from both the police and from the militias.
Rosemary and got no hair, but my dog and got no chair.
Ann Coulter said she wants that kid who shot the protesters in Kenosha to be the next president. And she has not been run out of town on a rail for saying something like that. She is literally encouraging murder. But evidently, even that has now become normal in our new realm of normalized insanity. As for the Democrats, they are quite literally worse than useless. I heard a right-winger on the radio put it best when he said, when it comes to the president's financial and ethical matters, the Democrats have done a lot of talking, but they haven't actually done anything about any of it. The Democrats have proven over and over again that they prefer Republicans over progressive Democrats. Note the fact that they had many more Republicans speaking in much more prestigious time slots at their convention than they did progressive Democrats. I mean, good Lord. They gave Colin friggin' Powell a top-notch speaking slot. Amongst other things, Colin friggin' Powell helped cover up the My Lai massacre, and Colin friggin' Powell helped lie us into the disastrous and illegal Iraq invasion and occupation, yet Colin friggin' Powell gets several minutes in a primetime spot whilst Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is relegated to 1 minute during the red-eye hour. Does that tell you to whom the Democrats are appealing? The only real difference between Democrats and Republicans is that Democrats support gay marriage and abortion rights. The Democrats are just as bad when it comes to Wall Street corruption. They're just as bad on the surveillance police state. And they are even worse than the Republicans when it comes to issues of war and non-peace. It is obvious that the Democratic Party establishment would rather see the rump in the White House than Bernie Sanders. With all of the thoroughly outrageous and thoroughly illegal crap that the rump and his people have been engaged in, the latest empty outrage expressed by the Democrats is over the fact that the rump illegally used the White House as a campaign prop. Boy, yeah. That is a truly heinous assault upon our core values. Yeah, when it comes to priorities of what we're going to get outraged over, using the White House as a political prop certainly needs to be right up there with using the presidency as a family cash cow and or sexually assaulting women and or appointing a postmaster general who has tens of millions invested in companies that compete with the post office. Yeah, he used the sacred White House as a political prop. I'm sure voters are just outraged over that. The Democrats, once again, are merely acting as enablers for the Republicans. And all of this is so absolutely uncool that I'm beyond words. Thus, my difficulties in getting it up for this show lately. And yes, I do note the irony of the fact that I just produced a full-length Thunderbolt on how I'm having trouble producing Thunderbolts lately. So anyway, unless you're convinced that everything is pointless, then it's time to get to work now. All right, so I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music for you now. This is Kate Bush. Enjoy.
Rubber band bouncing back to life. A rubber band.
What an amazing voice. That was Wuthering Heights. And before that, we had the Rubber Band Girl from Kate Bush. Once more, the views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, You can find the Thunderbolt archives at dana98501.wordpress.com. And meanwhile...
Thank you very much.